In the meantime, let's talk about phones, shall we? And more to the point, us complaining about phones and how much we have to pay for them. Unexpectedly high mobile phone bills, dodgy coverage, poorly explained plans, all of this was enough to have thousands of us dialing up to the telco watchdog. Complaints to the telecommunications industry ombudsman about mobile phones jumped by 9% in the last financial year. That's just about mobile phones. According to the ombudsman's annual report, complaints by mobile users about financial overcommitment doubled, while there were sharp increases in disputes over bills, internet use charges and roaming charges, all those things that sting you when you're not looking. Simon Cohen joins us now. He is the telecommunications industry ombudsman. Thanks very much for your time.
Good afternoon, Wally.
What's behind it?
Well, what's behind the increase we've seen in mobile phones is about an increased use in mobile services, and particularly about an increased use in smartphones. These phones can lead to consumers ending up with unexpected high bills and then disputing the charges that they have for downloads and for roaming. And the reasons for this seem to me to include that consumers don't understand the products that they're purchasing, that they're not well suited to the way that they use those services, and they don't know how much they're spending until they get a very large bill.
So is it a matter of us, we've never read the fine print, but these days the fine print can leap up and sting you in more ways than it has in the past?
Well, it shouldn't be necessary for consumers to read the fine print in order to understand the sort of service that they're purchasing. And I'm pleased to see that the new Telecommunications Consumer Protection Code really emphasises giving consumers simple and comparable information about the sort of service that they're purchasing and make sure that consumers receive spend notifications while they're using those services so they don't get these unexpected high bills.
Okay, but there's a problem here in that the plans are inherently complex. I mean, there are so many different ways in which the charges are put together. And I understand that you might want people updated as they go along, but doesn't that add a huge administrative burden?
Well, many of these things can be done in an automated manner by service providers. And it is possible to present this information in a manner that consumers can understand it. The new code, for example, will require service providers to tell consumers how much a two-minute call will cost, or how much an SMS will cost, or how much a megabyte of data download will cost the consumer. So they can compare services between plans or between providers, and also think about the best sort of service that's going to suit their use, whether they're somebody who primarily uses it to surf the internet or to make calls or send text messages. And I think these are really critical things to give consumers the tools to make the right decisions when they're purchasing and using mobile phone services.
Can you tell us about some of the horror stories that you've encountered in the past year?
Well, one of the particular areas that I've got concerns about is in relation to roaming complaints. So we received just over 4,000 of those complaints, up about 69%. We're seeing that more than 10% of those complaints are for amounts of greater than $5,000. And in fact, almost a score of them, the disputed bills were for amounts of greater than $20,000. Roaming is a real area of risk for consumers to get unexpectedly high charges. And one of the things that we really look to make sure is that consumers are fully informed about the potential for those high bills before those services are activated and that they agree to it. And also that they get clear information if they want to turn off those roaming services so that they can do so device by device.
You also raised the idea of credit default listings. What is it there that concerns you?
Well, we've seen an increase in complaints around default listing while debts are in dispute or about default listing without proper notification to consumers. Both of those areas are up more than 15%. And one of the impacts of a wrong default listing is that consumers can find themselves refused for other sorts of credit. So they might, for example, be refused for a home loan. They might be refused for a personal loan. And the amounts of charges that are involved in those credit default listings are often quite small. For example, more than 25% of the debts that are default listed for telcos that we receive complaints about are for amounts of between $1 and $300, and over 40% of those matters are for amounts of less than $500. So while default listings and that information is important to make sure consumers don't get into more trouble on occasion with credit, it's equally important that telcos follow the rules very closely for the listing of any default notice so that they don't impact inappropriately or unfairly on consumers.
Just before I go, just finally, any companies specifically worse than others?
Well, this year we've seen an improvement by Telstra, a 21% decrease in complaints, and that's the third consecutive year of reduced complaints by Telstra. And the improvements in customer service and complaint handling are being evidenced by reductions in issues about undertakings not being actioned, about inadequate advice, and about point-of-sale advice.
What about the other end of the spectrum?
Oh, sorry, Willie?
The other end of the spectrum.
Seen increases in complaints about both Optus and Vodafone this last year. Both of them are seeing increases, although pleasingly some reduction in the fourth quarter of the year and a trend that's continued into this new financial year.
Let's hope it continues. Simon, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Wally.
Simon Combe, Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman.